The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. Yeah, the Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. Yeah, the Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga.
Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. It'll get your dick sucks.
That's great.
Hey, everybody out there. It's your old pal Ian Fidance here with Zach Amico for another episode of Bye Guys, where we put the ass in Gas Digital. I love when guests love the intro. It's my favorite thing in the world.
I love just seeing the joy in their faces.
Yes.
At burly men holding each other tenderly.
Yes.
It's nothing incredible. Tells you a friend hasn't seen your podcast before, though.
Like laughing at the intro?
Yes.
Yeah. I know. I was like, what's going to happen on the second time around? Just blinking Morse code for help. I need to get out of here. I'm happy to be here today. It's rainy outside. It's gloomy. I wore a winter coat because when I left, it was like 59 degrees and it's already bumped up to close to 70, and I am very much regretting it, but what can you do? Zach, how are you?
I'm feeling great, man. Just got back from Texas. Great string of shows out at the Creek in the Cave. I want to thank everybody that came to support. Lots of Amico 666 merchandise out there. Thank you guys for supporting. And I think I saw a Bye Guy shirt, too. So thank you guys so much.
Oh, hell yeah.
For everybody that's supporting the show. It's been a fucking blast.
It looks so fun down there.
Dude, it was wild. It was a lot of people. It was weird. It was like a goofy Williamsburg from like 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Like you'll see people in like suspenders and mustaches and be like,
right,
I remember those.
Yeah.
Because it took a while to get there.
Right.
But I liked it. I had fun, man. Big crowds, good food. Everybody had a good time.
Yeah, it seemed like fun. You crushed it on the shows you were on, too.
Yeah, I had a very good time.
Yeah, that's great, man. Hell yeah. That's awesome. The Creek's doing well, too.
Yeah, it was cool. It was all the cats turned into security guards.
Uh-huh.
It's a whole new Creek.
Some hot security guards at the Creek.
A guy tried to take his dick out when a comedian asked him to.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
And security tried to kick him out.
Mm-hmm.
The Creek I remember.
Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. No, what happened?
That was disappointing to me, honestly. I'm always out to see some dick, you know?
Yeah, I stood behind the guy and I said that the comedian asked him to leave him alone.
Yeah?
And they let him stay, but they told him, don't take your dick out again.
Oh, he took it out already.
Yeah, he had taken it out and security came to get him out of the club.
Oh, wow.
They were pretty serious about it. And then a guy wanted to smoke a blunt with us on stage and security had to sit with him in case he attacked us.
Jesus.
So they were running a tight ship.
Dude, years ago,
classic comedy show problems.
Years ago at Knitting Factory, a girl was on stage, and this guy ran up and tried to pull the microphone out of her hand. And there was, no security there. So, a bunch of guys were like, wait, what's going on? And then he stood and tried to take his dick out. And me and Scott Chaplin ran up and...
Was this me?
Scott's like, get it, stop. And the guy's trying to pull his dick out. The guy takes his beer, dumps it on Scott and throws it. And I just swung on the guy and hit him. And then this melee happened and I left because I'm like, ah, fuck, that's assault, whatever.
Right.
But it stopped him from doing what he was doing and he got pulled out. And then...
Wait, was this a comedy show?
Yeah, we're at Knitting Factory.
So the guy got on stage during a girl's set.
He went up to this. It wasn't in the back. It was in that main room.
Men will do anything but listen to a woman's jokes.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, look, I
was trying to help you out.
Yeah. 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 Can I add a tag? My penis. And so then I left and I went down the street and apparently these people chased after him and the guy beat the shit out of someone that tried to confront him. And I left. I was like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. It could have been you.
I know.
You got your hit in and you left.
I got my hit in and left.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Hell yeah.
And you were the one he was looking for.
Probably,
that person got an ass kicking by proxy.
Well, he fucking poured his beer and threw it on Scott and tried to pull his dick out and ripped a mic out of a comic's hand, so he deserved what he got. But I just hit him, like, when I hit him, then everyone tackled us. And then it just kind of went outside. I was like, well, I'm leaving. I don't want to follow up with this. You know, I'm thinking the guy's going to call 911. I'm going to get, like, arrested. Nimesh Patel is like, you got to leave. I was like, you're very correct. And I just, like, left. And I heard he kicked some kid's ass. I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I felt so much guilt from it. Like, it was my fault.
It was. It was 100% your fault. You should have stayed and got your licks in.
I didn't want this guy to fucking call the police. I thought he was just going to leave, too. You know?
That was just the story of Louis C.K.
Yeah. I know this guy's dick didn't come out yet, but I would love to see a good fight with a floppy dick out.
Oh, yeah.
Dick with out, like a floppy wang dick swing fight. It,
like Viggo Mortensen in Eastern Promises. Have you ever seen that?
Never seen it.
Oh, he's in a sauna?
Yeah.
Yeah. He fights someone, stabs someone naked, and you see his balls flapping.
Oh, that's great.
That sounds good. Yeah.
It's good watching people fight naked.
Yeah, I don't know. Soft dick is so ridiculous to begin with. Like, it's just a silly thing when it's in front of you. And to have it, like, not knowing where it's going or what's going to hit it.
Do you ever grab a soft dick and feel it get hard, like
in growing your hand?
To Play-Doh? Yeah.
See, yeah. I enjoy doing that, but I feel like I rarely make it to seeing a soft dick. I feel like they're usually hard.
Yeah, once you're down there and you're going like, let me touch it.
When the dick's coming
out. You only got a second.
Yeah, but what if you're laying in bed and you start fooling around and then you like.
Oh, I've grabbed a soft one.
Yeah, I like feeling it grow in your hand. It's like it's like.
You feel like you did something.
It's like a chia pet.
That's way more fun. It's like a toy. That's way more fun than just playing with a dry vag.
That's so fun at all.
Yeah, both of them unaroused. One's way more fun to play with. Yeah.
I feel like soft dick is like, feels like chewed bubble gum kind of. Like, it's so soft. You never imagine
chewed
how soft
bubblegum.
It feels like
hard.
Soft. No, like
chewed
bubblegum.
Like in your mouth. I'm talking about when you take it out of your mouth, it's super hard.
It feels like kinetic sand.
When you find Ian's dick under a park bench.
Yeah.
It's usually
hard. No, not hardened like that. Like fresh out the mouth. Yeah, like chewed bubblegum. It's so soft. It always shocks me.
I don't know what kind of soft dick she's been touching.
Yeah, I don't agree
with
that.
Does it shock you how soft dicks are?
No, they're so soft, they're like puppies.
They're like barely, like you could like poke them.
What's that feel like, Zach? Yep.
It's a little bubblegum thing.
Bubblegum.
It's more of a bubble yum.
I feel like it feels like like your arm. Like grabbing an arm. Like grabbing right here.
The thing is though about soft puss. I mean, not soft puss.
All puss should be soft.
All puss should be
dry
soft.
Dry puss.
Yeah.
Your pussy's so hard.
Is that when it's jagged your pussy is.
When it's dry, it like really tells you to stay out.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
really a
No, I do appreciate that.
Me too.
I had a girl that when I used to hook up with her, she used to she was trying to be hot and she'd go, "My clit is so swollen right now."
No.
Oh, yeah.
My clit is so. And she did have a weird. It was just such a weird way to. My clit is so swollen.
My clit is throbbing.
At least she didn't say engorged.
She did say throbbing.
Throbbing.
Throbbing's better. Throbbing's
better.
Throbbing's hotter.
Yeah, no, engorged.
I've gotten a throbbing. I've never gotten engorged.
I don't like the word throbbing.
I don't use the word throbbing. I'm saying out of the three, it's the best one.
What's the least hot thing somebody's ever said to you in the middle of something hot?
I can't remember specifically. I hate when men are like fucking you bad and then they're talking to you too much. Like, you like that? And you can't be like, well,
don't do the
actually.
Voice. Don't do the voice. Don't do the voice.
Oh, no. But one of the worst things to me is you not being wet and a guy
tries to break his way in anyway.
No, when he goes down on you just for the purpose of making your vagina wet so he can fuck. And it's this is not.
Right.
You got to make it work.
Yeah.
You got to turn it on. You can't just fucking push it.
That's like after halftime. You got to spend a couple quarters in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've had somebody point out that I'm kind of dry. And it's like, okay, that whose fault is that right now? Yes. That's probably the grossest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like to go down and be like, oh, you're kind of dry right now. I'm like, that sounds like a complaint. You should be doing better.
You start crying and he's like, finally, you're wet.
If you don't have problems getting wet, anytime you're dry, it's the guy's fault.
It's your fault, yeah.
Like, if you know that you don't have an issue and you
issue.
Everything's working, it's his fault.
I'm clearly not into it right now, and you're obviously doing too much.
What about when a guy doesn't get hard? That's his fault.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
I could forgive it once.
Yeah.
Yeah,
once.
But what about if you're dry and he forgives you? You're still saying that's a guy's fault? It's not a mental thing with you?
I mean, I feel like it's more like if the guy is like actively trying to fuck me and not getting hard, whereas if I'm dry, I'm probably not trying to fuck you. It's him making all these moves toward me and I'm kind of being like, probably not the time.
Mm-hmm. I hate when you're not wet and a guy... I forgot what I was going to say.
You got so high
before the show.
I hate when you're not wet. I forgot what I was going to say.
I like to be wet all the time. I hate it when you're not wet.
Oh, I like when they're not like in a hurry to nut. Like they'll see like you're in, and they'll be like, oh, we can like fuck in a little bit. And then I'll like suddenly get turned on. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, oh, if they're not too desperate for pussy, that's what does it.
That's actually a really big factor.
That's desperate to like nut. It's so disgusting.
What about if he's desperate to eat your pussy? Like he just can't help himself.
I mean, any of it is like really gross to me.
I love being able to say no, because if I say no and the guy's like, oh, that's fine, we'll just hang out for a little bit, literally 15 to 20 minutes later, I'll be asking for it.
Same.
100%.
Same.
Every
Wait,
time.
What do you mean? If he makes out with you and you go,
if he's
I don't
making
fuck,
moves and I'm like, I'm just not in the mood right now. Like,
and he plays it well.
And he plays it well. Yeah. I will definitely be in the mood within 15 or 20 minutes.
15 right. or 20 time. Seconds. I'm like, this dude can take a hit.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you guys are like naked in bed and he's
yes.
like kissing. And
sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then like, hold on, not right now. And you go, yeah, no, fine. We'll just fucking...
Yeah, it's like, oh, you want to smoke? And it's like, no, I actually
want
to fuck now.
Yeah, I'll want it twice as hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, take that condom off.
Got you, wasn't wearing one.
Way ahead of you, bitch.
I was hooking up with a girl from Rhode Island, and she literally had, like, the Family Guy accent.
Oh, no.
And her exact words were, I'm wicked fucking horny for you.
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and that same girl I was having phone sex with, and her mom came home with groceries.
No.
And she went, Ma, I'm on the phone with Zach. Zach from New York.
No.
Oh, no.
And she's like, all right, keep going.
No.
Yeah.
All yeah. right, keep going.
Yeah, she was a fucking gem.
That's what people are crazy.
I'm wicked horny for you right now, Peter.
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 Yeah, she had that exact accent. That girl was...
Coffee. Yes. Coffee. Coffee.
Ian, you weren't here when we ordered them, and I'm so sorry.
Oh, I already have one.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, though.
This is you, Zach.
Thank you. That girl was an animal. She told me, I tried to fuck her one time. She's like, oh, I'm already going to see a couple this weekend.
This is what I want to know. Did you get extra half and half?
No, I did not.
The fuck is this? Me neither. What the fuck?
I mean, one of you is going to have to take the light one.
One is a milk and one is a coffee.
Yeah.
This fucking sucks. I mean.
Okay, get another cup and pour half and half into the other one and then it'll be equal share.
Zach's not... going to ruin two coffees?
This fucking.
Cut the baby in half.
Split the baby.
It's the only fair way. Wow, look at all that. That looks so gross.
This looks fucking... I mean, I don't know why anyone would want extra half and half.
I didn't put extra half and half in
yours. Did
someone
out there get my coffee? Is there another coffee? Sorry. We got to pause this podcast.
Yeah, can you go out and get Kim another coffee?
This is fucking disgusting.
Take a sip, see if you like it.
Yeah. I don't put anything this light in my mouth.
Boom. Well, you can leave.
Not in this studio.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
No, I'm just kidding.
Aww,
I would never. Thank
geez.
You.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Mike, what a nice boy.
It was just an act. I'm humble.
What a nice fella.
She's the most humble person she knows.
This is disgusting. I'm whatever Spick made this, I'm going to make sure they lose their job.
Aww.
I need to stop saying. It's absolutely undrinkable.
You love saying your own slur.
I know. Well, it's the only one I have.
Yeah.
It's got a hard C. It's a fun word to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The same reason if you pick a funny animal, you're going to pick a duck.
Right.
Mm.
Duck.
Hard, that hard C sound is funny. That's why fuck is funny, suck is funny.
Cuck is funny.
Cuck.
Yeah.
Buick.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's Patrice. Yeah, Nick and Buick.
Yep.
Buick. I guess it's funnier than...
I rebuke you.
Cuck is way funnier than guy who watches his wife.
Yeah. I mean, you're one step away from calling them cucks to get you another coffee. You almost just cucked Gay Mike making him get you another coffee.
I mean, if the camera was off, Gay if Mike would be walking in the rain to the coffee.
If he's offering, you should do it if you're not going to drink it. Isn't that a...
No.
No?
No, it's raining. It's me.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You should just keep making passive-aggressive comments about it.
I will. How long's the podcast?
Like an hour and change.
I could do that for 50 more minutes.
Yeah.
The fun part about this for me is to see how long I can wait it out, see if I can get two coffees.
Yeah, we're just going to keep giving little updates about, like, God, I could really use a
coffee.
Look
how dark right now your coffees are.
Yep, and they're delicious, too.
It's really good. You want a sip? Just to say what you're missing?
I mean, can I try it?
Yeah. It's oat milk.
Oh, my God, that's fucking incredible.
Look at this. This is good, too.
That looks so good. Mm. Wow, Zach, yours...
Wow.
Mm. No, I don't want to taste yours knowing it would have been mine.
We're coffee cucking you right now.
Is there shame to being a cuck? Like, where do you find you a cuck? How do you find you a cuck who's just going to let you fuck?
There's dudes out there that are into it.
I cucked a guy.
You were the bull.
Yeah, I was the bull.
What's the bull?
He's the other guy, the guy that fucked the lady.
Yeah.
The fucker.
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious.
I feel like that's a sweet situation, being married to a cuck. You get to just fuck, no?
Oh, no, that would be
great.
Yeah,
and then the rest of your time together is just totally normal. No issues there.
Thank you.
Look at that. Kim got a new call. Are you happy, Kim? Are you happy?
Well, it did come a little late.
What did you just throw it at him? Too late, faggot.
It's too dark now. Can you lighten it up a little? Hey, everybody. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us. Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer lasting, say it with me, erections.
Listen, gang, Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but it's in a chewable form at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew tablets help men achieve harder and stronger erections to combat all forms of erectile dysfunction.
The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, baby, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online, you lazy son of a bitch.
It's real easy, guys. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. It's chewable. It has tablets that are made right in the USA. They prepare and ship direct, which is why it's cheaper than a pharmacy. If you could benefit from extra confidence, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information.
And listen up. Here's a special deal for our listeners. That's right, you. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code GUYS at checkout. That's promo code GUYS. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code GUYS to receive your first month fucking free, baby. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
Chew it and do it, baby. BlueChew.com, promo code GUYS. You're going to get your first month free, just $5 shipping. Take from us, Blue Chew works.
That's right. What do you say we get back to the show, Zach?
Let's get back into it, baby.
Woo!
Wait, so if you have a cuck, he doesn't fuck other people, just you do?
I think that's how that works.
That sounds nice.
That's
right?
My dream.
I know.
What, to be with a guy and fuck someone else?
In front of him, and in front of his eyes, and see him hurt a little, but still accept it.
And you jerk off.
Evil, evil woman.
I actually like this.
Oh my God, we just found our thing.
So much about myself through producing this show. I've learned that I'm definitely into chicks with, like, hot chicks with a big dick. That sounds so nice. It sounds like the best thing ever.
I'm not into that. I'll
that
say it right now.
That sounds great. And yes. I never would have thought until I started
producing this show. Because I love a dick and I love how attractive women are.
Right?
So I will say that I'm not into that.
It's like, you know, like,
is this a coming out?
Yeah.
Right? We're coming out.
Wow. Look at this. This is
like trans women.
We've been getting messages from guys that are like, you helped me come to terms with being bisexual.
Hell yeah.
You've helped me this and that. And then look at this.
Right. Oh, I've been saying I'm quarter bi for a while.
We're, like, if 10 is like completely gay and 1 is completely straight.
And 5 is bi.
We're about a 3.
Three?
We splash between like a 2.5, 3.5.
Hey, some lonely nights I hit a 4.
Yeah.
The same guy that messaged you. That vapes are on him.
Yeah.
He messaged me and he was like, hey, next time you're in whatever town he was in, Molly's on me. And I'm like, did this guy just tell me he's gay and ask me if I want to do Molly with him?
Wow. I mean, that's a move.
It's a strong move. Another fan offered me, I told you, that guy offered me ketamine that called in.
Oh, no shit. Wow, look at that. If you're going to offer drugs, I defer them to Zach.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
I'll take some.
I was like touring with Dave again. This is the best.
So you guys are into trans women?
I guess so.
I think so.
I don't know. I've never been with one, but I do find the women attractive and a penis, like a nice penis attractive.
Can you pull up some photos of like hot chicks with dicks?
With big dicks.
With big old, with,
I know me and Alex personally both like big dicks.
Yes.
I feel like you got, I feel like you're going to go darker on the spectrum, though. You're going to go like a Latin.
You have no idea. No.
I think she's going to like a tight waist white girl. Really? She's going to like my type, I'm sure.
Okay, good.
Tattoos or no tattoos?
When it's girls, they're like, I like completely opposite of what I like in men.
I think she's going to like the same type of girl that I like. Not, this is not, her boobs are.
That's not for me.
No, not for me.
That's too aggressive for me.
She's too aggressive, sorry.
I want someone.
That's for me. Jeez. That's for me.
I mean, the cock's for me.
Yeah.
But the, not the girl.
Keep going.
What about, do you like, do you like tattoos?
Can you put in, I hate to say this.
Say your type. Say your type.
White trans women.
white trans only.
Like a white girl. I knew you'd like a white
girl.
Can
you put privileged trans?
Yeah.
Privileged trans.
I'm
sorry. That sounds really bad, but it's just.
Allowed back in the house trans.
Listen, I like these tiny. Kind of natural, like you wouldn't know until they pull that big dick out, and it's a beautiful surprise.
Look up Andelin Payne.
He knows exactly who we want, I'll bet.
Yeah. Look at his face. He's so excited to show us.
I know, I'm like a Shazam with trans.
Did you mean?
Yeah. Look up Andelin Payne. A-N-D-Y-L... Y and
oh yeah, he did. Oh, we got a thumbs up from
Tom. Likes her.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Literally the mic was in the way, and I was like, "Oh, that's a penis."
Yep.
I didn't catch that. Good hang.
Good hang.
All right, dick. I could go bigger.
Look up,
the dick
look
could
up.
Be bigger, to be honest. Honestly, I might be picky with my trans women.
Look up Aubrey Kate. Well, look, beggars can't be choosers. Okay? There's, you know, not a big pool to dive into.
Listen.
Look up Aubrey Kate.
That's kind of how I feel about every type of person I'm attracted to. It's like I like...
There's, like 0.05 of the population
that's
people
the thing.
Who
it's
I'm
like
actually
there,
attracted
this...
to. I don't like these no. like I like titties that are in a teardrop
Can
shape.
I tell you the problem is
we, oh so you like is... trans women with big natural tits.
Yeah. No, they do
fucking
they make
so
awesome.
You like women wearing a strap on.
No.
They make
Listen.
Fake teardrops.
I don't know.
I've looked into it.
I hate
for
to
personal.
Tell you this. You guys don't know nothing about trans. Listen, what the problem is happening right now is we have four men picking out what they think a hot woman is, and me and you as women have a whole different
we have a
idea.
Whole different idea. I've
well,
because I've done
it.
Because
I've
done you guys
girthless.
Want like sexy, hot, like, and we want I've, like cute, like. Am I
yes,
right?
Yes, I've put together shirtless, girthless cute. For you guys, and like some of the girls there, I've been like, wow, I would 1,000% without second guessing it for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you guys just don't
can
know
can you put
our
in
type.
Cutest trans girl, go to images and just let us pick one for God's
cutest
sake.
Cutest trans girl. We want her young, okay?
We want her young. Fresh out of high school.
I, for the first
fresh
time
out of,
in my life
wait,
this
wait,
week.
Young in on. Age or young in transition?
We want her, we want her to look 22, okay?
22.
Yes, we want
I,
her.
For the first time in my life this week, realized I'm no longer attracted to young chicks.
How young are you not attracted to now?
Girl on the right.
Legal.
Glasses. Cute.
Like
legal.
18?
Yeah, two, dude.
Oh, so, yeah.
Okay, I know
disgusting.
Who you're
going to,
yeah.
Look how cute this girl is.
Yes. Yes.
So cute.
So cute.
She looks like one of the conspiracy guys from X-Men just turned into a woman. The X-Files. You know what I'm talking about?
Hold on. Second girl in on that row?
Okay, so I... This is day,
natural looking
this
girl.
Is day seven of me of
is this offensive what we're
no,
saying?
No porn, no masturbation, no dating, hooking up or anything.
Oh no.
I'm gonna relapse.
No, he's gonna nut
this
in his
is,
pants.
This is work. This isn't has anything to do with
no, you
this
came is... in steady looking. You look like you're a relief pitcher for in the 80s.
Yeah?
Yeah, you have it going on, man.
You look like you're filled to the brim.
You're strung out on cum.
Dude, can I no, that mean if I was like looking for it.
I
I'm
guess
not.
So. But though it's pent up in your body. It's
I don't
around
feel
your
it,
brain.
Though. I feel dude, yesterday I felt this weird calm. like this
calm.
Weird...
He just said calm differently.
I love this weird calm.
It was leaking out of my asshole.
Yeah. It was, it's finally expunging from my system. No, yesterday, dude, I felt like I was like stressed out about this thing and I was just like, well, it's fine. Like I wasn't letting things get to me. And like today I feel kind of, I don't know. I'm hoping to get like to a point of like peace.
Are you trying to make it like 30? Do you have a...
I'm trying to go 90 days.
90 days?
90
but
days
I'm just staying in today. Just saying not for
That's
today.
A good way to do that.
But yeah, I'm trying not to do any of that. Just to...
What made you decide?
Grow and get better.
Yeah, to...
Because I always go from relationship to relationship. And then in between, I fuck around and it gets me nowhere. And, you know, I want to kind of be better and focus on myself and not have to find... I mean, like, I don't want to get high off pussy anymore.
Yeah, you want to go back to... You don't want to chase the dragon of having to do weirder or more explicit things. If you can kind of reset your clock to just being like, oh, dude, it'd be so cool to just kiss.
Yeah, yeah. Like
you're bi, but is it just pussy you feel that way about?
Yeah,
that you get high off pussy?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I get high off of sex.
Okay.
I get high off of fucking.
Okay.
And usually with guys, it's just easier to get.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I see, yeah.
So I'm not doing any of that. And I don't know. It's like I've never done this before. I've always been such like a fuck around guy and whatever. And I'm just...
You've just been fucked and sucked your whole life. And now you're finally taking a breather.
And now I've seen the light from the Lord. I no longer eat ass. I just eat the bread of Christ.
Boy, the way this man...
I see the light from the Lord. Ian, that's a glory hole.
Yeah. Oh,
I look up and I see a circle of light.
Yeah. I see something entering the circle, exiting the circle, and entering again.
I see the Lord's finger. He says, come.
Taste the light.
Yeah. I baptize me in your jizz. I mean, oh,
I put
shit.
The light in my ass.
Oh, fuck. I relapsed. No, but yeah, I don't know.
He's got the whole world
in his ass. He's got the whole world in his ass.
Okay, we're done.
Yeah, so this is a whole new thing for me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Good for you. I'm proud of you.
But that is funny. You said that I seemed whatever. Didn't you say I seemed lighter?
Yeah, you seemed very...
You're less bogged down by cum.
Present.
Yes.
Very...
I'm trying.
You seem great.
Oh, thank you. I
Skin looks
that.
Good.
Yeah.
Look healthy.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Wait, are we dating? Fuck. I just, damn it, I relapsed.
Oh no.
Fuck. God damn it.
You better stay hard.
Yeah.
Oh, you get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow.
I know. I got to stay hard. You got to stay wet. It's a lot of pressure, but
it's
I'm up for the challenge.
The whole thing.
Yeah. Well, on to the next trans woman. I don't know.
Hit me with your next trans.
I mean, I guess it's cliche at this point, but just because I've spent time with her, for me, it's Bailey J.
Who's that?
What?
We don't know these girls.
She's our queen.
Yeah, Bailey J.
I want to see the queen of trans women.
We're just dipping our toe into the world of the trans.
Yeah.
Bailey J. used to hang out around New York comedy. I got her to a cameo in one of my movies, and like, yeah, she was like the... Be all, end all. Like she was the first
like the
one.
Vanity.
She was the one everyone in comedy was like, you know what?
I would.
I
she was everyone's.
She got DMs.
She was everyone's training wheels for trans.
There she is.
Yes, I would.
There we go. Oh my Lord. Lord in heaven.
No, I'm.
I don't even want to see her dealing with a dick. I want to see her dealing.
So
with...
So just show a picture then.
Yeah. Like why this?
Yeah.
Yeah, you really went from 0 to 60 on that. That was
from it. That seems like you had that favorite.
I just wanted
that
a headshot.
Like that was from your phone.
So did I.
Yeah.
No.
Really?
Kim, we're going to find your trans woman of your dreams.
I want my trans girl of my dreams.
I know we're going to find her.
What are your qualifications?
Can you find... I'm sorry to ask you
still,
you this.
Alex, you still haven't told us specifically what you're looking for.
Two weeks ago, we did Shirtless Girthless, and the last photo that we looked at, I was into her. Can you find... Is there any way you could find her? Because I think Kim would like her.
Oh, Alex knows what I like, I think.
I think Kim would like her. She was blonde. She was cute.
Hell yeah.
Teardrop titties?
The thing about these girls that we've been seeing is they look so sexual.
Yeah, right.
I know she was jerking someone off.
Right.
But
her face was like so horny, and that's like so aggressive to me. If I'm like into a girl, she needs to be like shy.
That webcam girl that we watched, she was hot.
I need a girl next door type.
Right.
Looks innocent. Looks like she doesn't even fuck.
9-inch dick.
Pulls out a huge cock.
Hammer. Yeah, but I feel like trans women are trying to be their idea of, like, especially women in porn, they're trying to be their idea of what a woman in porn is.
Right, and they're basing it off what men think a woman in porn is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is what all you guys are showing us as the hot girl, which isn't what we're looking for.
No.
You know?
Well,
men
Andy
don't
LePain
know
was
us.
Good. No, we don't.
It's
I'm
crazy.
I'm not going to try to. You're
it's
hard
crazy
to
that we're
out
so different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're different, but we're like the same as well.
I also haven't come in 7 days.
He sounded like Jenny from Forrest Gump.
Could I please have a s'more of cum?
One crumble.
You can come here if you like.
One crumb of cum.
One crumble. Of cum.
One crumble.
One cumbrel.
One cumbrel, please. Just cumbrel. A crumb of cum.
If I could have a spittle of your cum.
Just one spot of cum, please. Just,
please.
Dribble me.
I don't need a bag. I don't have much.
If you could just flick it at me from the tip of your dick.
Like dried bubblegum. That's such a weird thing. Dried.
Not dried, chewed.
Like big league chew.
Like the way
I feel like big league chew.
Like if you put your mouth on a soft dick and you were to like lightly bite, the little sensation would be like the first.
What are you pretending you're smoking a cigar and telling a one liner?
Yeah, yeah. Are you a growing little boy
chewing gum?
You know what?
Get away from me, kid. You bother me.
You know what I've
I get
heard?
No respect.
That is terrible. That I've heard is a real thing. So many women get murdered in a sexual assault way by dudes just literally suffocating them with their cocks. Like, hold their heads down and kill them.
What?
I've heard
what's
that people
the
get killed like
that. What's the statistics on
that? How often do you think that happens?
I don't know if it happens often, but I've heard, like, of women getting killed that way. And I'm like, what? Also,
the way you presented that was like you were going to be like, every 37 seconds a woman is choked to death.
One out of 10 women dies via dick.
I thought you were going to take out a binder.
Yeah, that seems like it happens like twice a year.
I actually started this corporation.
My sister
died on a dick.
I think you're more likely to die getting choked to death by a guy who doesn't know what he's doing choking you.
Yeah.
I don't think, because you got to have a real fucking big dick to choke me to death
with
it.
No, they're doing it on purpose. They're murdering women. They're, like, getting off on holding their heads down when they can't
breathe.
Is
this a serial killer?
Yeah, this is, like, some sick shit. And you give this guy
the
head.
The old cock-choke serial killer.
I'd be like, joke's on you. I'm breathing through my nose, buddy.
I have circular breathing. The what?
The cock-choke killer.
Yeah, the cock-choke killer.
Oh, that's so funny.
How are you a serial killer and then that charming?
Yeah. Ted Bundy.
They're all charming. Yeah. I think that's part of
no
their
way
thing. Not all of them, but a lot of them, that's how they like get around. Bundy. I would have fucked Bundy. You
ew,
know,
Bundy was
he wasn't that handsome.
He was
everybody
I was
like
all right.
If Bundy had tits,
I'd have fucked Bundy.
Bundy was a real Pete Davidson, if you know what I mean. Everyone's like, Bundy, Bundy. And I'm like, this dude.
I don't know. Bundy was kind of cute for a white boy.
No.
Bundy doesn't kind of look black.
Actually, take it back. Pete Davidson's hot.
Yeah.
Because I know about that dick, too. I've heard. Ariana Grande can't stop talking about it, how big it is.
I'll bet Bundy had a big dick.
No, Bundy had a small cock.
No, I think he probably had a big dick for some reason.
He probably had a small dick. That's why he was a murderer.
I bet we can find out.
No, he's a murderer because his sister, the person who he thought was his sister, was really his mother.
What? So,
yeah, he was.
Oh,
one of
it's
those
always someone with a mommy
issue.
Like, we all don't hate our mothers.
Yeah, I know. I got mom issues. I'm not fucking killing anyone.
My mom's an angel.
Yeah, your mom is an angel. Mm-hmm.
My mom went home and showed my dad her her winning guess the butthole appearance. They watched it together on the big screen. In
the best line is she goes, "You know why I'm That's so really good cute. At you know why I'm so good at picking out assholes? Because I'm a lawyer." It's like, hell yeah.
That's she hilarious.
She did. She threw us a one-liner.
I love that.
Yeah, it was
awesome. She's good. She's so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
She picked up groceries for you.
What is this southern accent you guys keep going into?
Well,
is this thing they do to annoy the living shit out of everyone around them at all times?
Yeah, so what is this girl gang?
We went on down to Florida. We took a whole bunch of acid at Busch Gardens.
No, we took acid for 4 days in a row.
Yeah, well, yeah. and we started talking this accent, and we're both sort of stuck in it.
It's never gone away.
About 4 months ago now.
I watched Bobby Hutch. I watched suicide in Bobby Hutch's eyes at the end of this fucking Texas trip, because she does it without you.
No, I do it without her.
And Bobby Hutch.
We do it at the same time when we're miles apart.
Bobby Hutch was even more than usual, just dead behind the eyes.
Bobby wanted to kill me by the end of the trip. Shit. I swear to God, he almost left me at the airport.
He almost left me in Tuscaloosa.
He almost
left
me.
Yeah, we took one too many acid toids, and we got stuck.
Yeah.
I could tell.
People hate it.
Our alternate personalities.
I mean, you came out of the bathroom talking like that, and I was like, did you hit your head?
We named ourselves Sue and Clementine.
Uh-huh.
So.
And you both got kicked in the head by the same mule?
Apparently. We had lobotomies.
Uh-huh. An acid lobotomy?
An acid lobotomy.
Are you ever afraid of taking too much acid and never coming back?
That's what happened. You just met Sue and Clementine. It's literally what happened. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
We haven't been able to go back from these accents, and we both talked about it. It feels like when I'm speaking like this that I'm forcing it, and then when I talk like this, it like comes
I'm truly
out.
Forcing it to be myself every time.
It's hard.
It's crazy.
I hope you two drive over a cliff holding hands.
We might.
It's really bad. We have a podcast together, so now half of it's in this accent.
Half of it's in a British accent, and 2% of it is authentic.
It's gonna last 3 more months tops.
Yeah, you seem haunted.
Hey, Ian, because you looked into ketamine therapy, right?
Right.
Well, what do you think about like acid therapy or mushroom therapy?
I mean, it's weird because I'm sober. So it's a thing of like, I don't know. I mean, I've heard and read that it really helps with, you know, trauma and PTSD and depression and anxiety. But, you know, I'm a little reluctant. The only thing is if I went in, it'd be pure. I wouldn't be like, I'm going to do this as a backdoor way to get high. It'd be like, no, I'm going to do this to...
We already
be
know
better.
What you do to the back door to get high.
Yeah. No, I would have gone somewhere else.
But he gets a lobotoming.
Write that down for a title. Ian does it in France. I am lobotoming. I am getting Eiffel Towered.
Mon chéri.
Try the gray stuff. It's delicious.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not a baguette. I don't know. I think I may do it down the line. But it's, I mean, what do you think about it? I mean, you do ketamine regularly.
No, I don't. I've only done it 2 or 3 times in my life.
Oh.
Hallucinogens frighten me. Sometimes, like, when I do them, I do them for, like, a day or two,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I really like it, but I feel like if I went too deep and started talking about, like I gotta turn my phone off
mm-hmm.
if
mm-hmm.
I'm on mushrooms.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't even touch my phone.
But doing psychedelics alone definitely pulls me out of, like, a very deep depression, like, 4 years ago, and mm-hmm. I credit that for, like, the whole thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
it definitely made my brain start like working on a more positive level for sure.
And now she works for a racist podcast.
Yeah.
Look really at what mushrooms can do for you.
Really helped you see the white light.
Man, at least I'm not crying all the time. That's all. It's like,
no, you're
yeah,
just talking
you know?
In a southern accent.
We're not hurting
so
nobody.
Much better.
I think with some of the mushroom therapy is that you have to find the mushrooms. And that they don't provide you with it. I think certain ketamine studies, they provide you with the ketamine. It all depends. Like, you go to a specific place. You have to do, like, hours of therapy beforehand. They administer it. Then you do the therapy afterwards. And you go in, like, sessions. But for the mushroom therapy, I think with some places, because it's not legal, you have to find the mushrooms, do them, and then go over it with your therapist. Which seems kind of strange.
Yeah, that takes the fun out of it.
Right?
Because then if you have to do all the work... Then I'm just going to do mushrooms at home.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then you're just, like, talking on the phone to a friend. You know, like, you're just, like, seeing a therapist, you have to go through your history and, like, go through all this stuff. To just do mushrooms and then talk to a new therapist, that sounds like a bad trip.
Yeah. I don't know, doing it in that kind of setting where I don't have the freedom to, like, leave the room, go take a breath outside, put on some music. I'm just talking to my doctor. I don't know. Right. I'd prefer to just do it under my covers in my bed alone with somebody in the house who knows that I'm doing it for safety.
We did a broad topics years ago in the very beginning where Alex pulled up a voice memo. She was like, I was on mushrooms by myself in my room last night.
Oh, no.
You have it right now?
I probably do.
Dude, it is the fucking weirdest shit. She's playing characters by herself in her room into her voice memo.
It's bad.
And she's got this whole story of this mother and this son. What happened?
Billy.
What? It sounds like a fucking horror film. What? Like, all of a sudden you're out. She goes,
let me see if I
Billy.
Can. I have it.
No, Billy, no,
no. Oh, yeah, please.
No. It's 5 minutes long, but we, there's God. Only the one good part. I'll cut it after.
Oh, my God.
She knows how to cut the fat.
Yeah.
So, if you could undo while you're doing something else, but gosh dang it, if I ain't gonna try.
By yourself.
Take me a moment to gather myself, gather my belongings, get my things together, and make sure I have my facilities.
Are you breaking by yourself? You're laughing?
By myself.
Okay.
Everything's going to be all right.
Can you bring in Billy?
I mean, you are haunted by a Victorian ghost.
Bring in Billy.
Sometimes coming up.
I just gotta hold on. For the good bits.
Did you put background music in it?
We're probably playing something in the room.
Magical.
Oh, I thought that was a producer's.
That was mushroom magic.
Billy. Billy. Billy, your mother's got dinner for you. Billy, dinner's ready. You gotta come in now. Oh, Billy, you got dirt all over ya. What are we going to do with your little boy?
Imagine Alex's parents listening to their grown daughter.
Sorry, Ma, just skin me knee this afternoon.
There's Billy. Alex, you're sick.
Alex is mentally ill.
Enough.
Enough. You're possessed.
Alex.
Alex is possessed if we're lucky. Alex is schizophrenic.
So yeah, I cured my depression and I feel so much better now, guys. I come in with a smile on my face.
Now just meet different people.
You're mentally ill.
I mean, is that not one of the sickest things you've ever heard? And her parents are just, she'll warn them. She's like, I'm going to be up in my room if you hear anything. And they just have to walk by the room and hear, Billy.
I sometimes tell my mom.
One evening I was on my pedal bike. Oh, no, I was going to procure some milk from the milkman.
Yes.
And he ended up not having the gallon of milk I needed to bring home to
You're
mother.
Getting it. It's fun. It's great.
My God.
Zach, Billy.
I've never seen Zach speechless before.
You're going to be Lizzie Borden one day, and your poor elderly parents are going to be in pieces, and you wake up. Billy was very naughty with the fire axe last night.
The end
Billy
of...
can't stop reliving things that happened in his room when he was younger.
Billy dies at the end of this story, okay? Spoiler alert.
I listened to the whole thing. It was fucked up.
Billy made a mistake trusting the priest and his faith in God.
So what I'm trying to say is psychedelics just open your mind. They kind of draw out what's on the inside.
Put it back in. Oh my God. Call the Ghostbusters immediately.
I have to sleep with her tonight. I'm scared.
Oh my God. Now you're going.
Kim, you... When Kim comes over for sleepovers, she gets mad if I blow up an air mattress because she
says, rude.
We're not real friends unless she gets to sleep in the bed with me.
Okay, can I fix that for you? She's in the middle of the night and go, it's me, Billy.
I'll be like, the air mattress sounds nice.
Yeah, can I sleep in the air mattress in the hallway?
The next thing you're going to hear is,
it's me, Billy, and I'm scared. Will you comfort me? All I wanted was some soup, Mother, and you couldn't give me the soup, so I had to make your brains into soup. I'm sorry.
Billy, is that you? It's me, Clementine.
Hello, Clementine.
Me and you are just mentally ill with each other. Hey, it's me, Sue. Billy, is that you?
Half of our hangouts, honestly.
Billy.
Mother told me not to play by the river, but I didn't listen.
Come over here, you little weird motherfucker. I'll teach you a thing or two about playing by a river.
river. I grew up on this damn river.
Mother, don't get the switch. Please don't get the switch.
Now we're playing into your shit.
This is therapy.
He's so into it. He likes it. He doesn't want to admit it.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
I think he's openly admitting it.
Yeah. Be Billy whenever you want to. It'll fucking take the stress off.
We need to find our inner Billy.
Yes. Ian looks like he just watched porn.
I know. I found a new porn.
It's good.
It's Billy.
It's Billy.
Yeah. Billy.
Oh, Billy boy.
Oh, hello.
He loves it.
Hello, my mother's name is Abigail.
Ooh, that's good.
That's a good name for her. Yeah.
You must be from the same town as Billy.
Oh my God.
I'm surrounded by crazy people.
The fact that Zach.
And I've seen you staple your dick.
Yeah, Zach thinks I'm crazy.
I get my shit out?
Zach, what if you're the crazy one, Zach?
All just getting our shit out differently, Zach.
What if we're all Billy? And we're all different versions of Billy, and I'm one Billy, and Alex is another Billy.
Zach, who's inside of you?
Currently?
Malik.
I think we all know I'm being controlled by a team of hamsters.
What do they sound like?
No, I don't speak hamster. I'm controlled like the Megazord.
Try, what does a hamster sound like when it's controlling you? Bring it out, Zach. Let's hear it.
That's a start.
Alex, that was truly frightening.
Uh-huh. Yep, yeah.
But I admire your courage for you have more?
A couple of these.
You have more.
That's what she does. She just records herself.
I just sit there,
pretend.
I sit there just letting
my I think it's kinda cute. She just plays.
I just play pretend while I'm on mushrooms. I just let my fucking train.
And how
of
do you stop yourself
roll.
From going crazy?
I come out of it after a couple hours.
Yeah, when you're
she calls up Clementine and Clementine takes her out of it.
When you're on mushrooms, you almost have the clarity sometimes to like open your eyes and sit up and come out of it.
Right.
Like if you relax, you can relax in and out of it.
Also, part
you can
of
almost
what,
enter new spaces in your head.
Part of what I like is that when I'm like really tripping hard, my voice starts doing things that I literally couldn't do like right now. Like I could hit, like do these really like a very squeaky voice like that, and like I could go deep and stuff. And so it's kind
How
of fun
do you
to
not
just
have
play
your head
around.
Be like you're a piece of shit. You're terrible.
Because to me, it really is something that makes me feel better.
Uh-huh.
Like if I do it every like. 3 weeks to like 6 weeks or so.
She has to play with Billy every 3 weeks.
I gotta play with Billy. I gotta play with my mental toys. That's all.
I'm afraid of what happens if I don't bring Billy out.
No, I was doing mushrooms for a while. Like, I think I did them like 3 weeks in a row. And I just got rid of all of them because the last time I did mushrooms, a girl I know in the middle of the night, I don't think I've talked to her in a year, texted me, "How many dead people do you think you've had sex with?"
What?
And I was, I saw it and I went, should have turned my phone off.
Well,
and
I
now
know,
I'm stopping this.
I know of
all
one.
My...
Already dead or alive?
No, we're alive when we
people
had sex.
People who have passed away since Zach had
How
sex with
How would you not
them.
Know that?
Yeah, I don't think any of my people have died.
Then you have not lived a life.
I haven't fucked too many people, but I don't think anybody's died.
I don't think anyone's died that
really?
I fucked.
Mm-mm. I got like two or three.
Whoa.
Wow.
R.I.P.
Maybe died inside, but not, yeah, you know. They haven't left this.
People have definitely
plane.
Not been happy when they left the gig.
Ask for their money back.
Fuck. I always think about how many like, you know, you're walking down the street and I'm like, how many people have gotten away with murder that I'm just walking by that look completely normal?
Oh, yeah, how many times have you walked by a murderer?
Right. Or
I think
like
it happens a lot.
Or
in
like
city.
You'll be at a place like a fucking like Disney and you go, how many of these dads are just wrecking their children's world at night and then putting rabbit ears on them?
Mm.
I've never thought of that one.
I think about it. I'm like, because it has to be some.
Or how many people are blending into the crowd just looking for a kid to snatch?
The best place to get a kid is at the water park.
Disney.
I went to a water park while I was in Florida over the summer during COVID. And
I'll bet you were on some sin.
I did take some acid. And so me and Sue went to Volcano
we
Bay.
We went down to the water
we
park.
We went down to Blizzard Beach.
And I couldn't help but think if I was a child molester, this is where I would come. They're all slipping on slides.
You couldn't help
you.
But think that?
You couldn't yeah. help it? That?
No,
you
I couldn't.
You just stand at the bottom of a slide with a big net?
Inside of Alex, she has the boy that Kim wants to molest.
Billy. Billy, come here, Billy.
Is that Billy out here again? Because he is really wetting my whistle.
Hey, I'm here to keep Billy safe, all right?
That's Billy's mama. She don't let me near him. Sometimes she goes away and I'll be slipping in there.
Billy, you want to go to water park?
Is the water park the move? Because those are loving families. I'd say you go to like an after school program and wait to see who doesn't get picked up.
Oh, God.
That's good.
That's
the teachers
bleak.
Hold on to them. The teachers keep a close eye on
it's
those
too many
kids.
Eyes.
That's bleak.
The good thing about a water park is parents feel comfortable letting their kids run around. They go, oh, we'll be here at the wave pool. Meet us at the wave pool. And then they just let their kids go and they're all bouncing around in their little things.
And so what are you just like, hey, come with me.
I mean, I don't
I've
personally
got a better
do
water
it.
Park.
I think it's easiest to steal a child if you're a ginger person. Because if you're
go
a ginger
on.
Person and you steal a ginger child, nobody is fucking questioning you.
Yeah,
being
but then
with
you gotta fuck
kid.
Some gross redhead kid.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, but
true.
Statistically, that's hard to find.
I don't know. More than any other like physical quality, I just feel like a ginger stealing a ginger baby is gonna go over pretty smooth for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but by that theory, like if you're black, can you just take a black baby?
Maybe, but it's just gingers are way
that baby.
More
that baby knows his father.
That baby don't play that shit.
Gingers are more rare than black people or anybody else. I'd say they're the rarest of the humans.
What's more rare, ginger or trans?
I mean, if you take a trans baby, everyone's gonna know about it. The kid's been in the news.
Trans
for
people aren't allowed to be around with babies. They're gonna get looked at.
They're not even allowed in water parks yet. Not in Florida. First our bathrooms,
slides.
Now our slides.
Yeah. What's next?
That's one thing about the Creek in the Cave in Austin. The bathrooms there are just for anyone. So every time I went in,
fucking
I would just
liberal.
See.
That's
six
how they were in the old
Skanks
one.
Skanks fans, dicks, yeah. Just while I'm walking to go take a pee. There was just urinals and Skanks fans lined up with their dicks out, and I'm in the bathroom being
I gotta
say, about this.
People are very confused about the gender-neutral bathrooms. That's not how you do a gender-neutral bathroom. You just have a place that's a mirror and then closed stalls.
Yeah.
And that's a you can't do
there's
dicks.
Urinals on the outside.
And there should
stalls.
Not be urinals in a gender neutral.
And
bathroom.
I was no. I walked in, I saw the urinals, I walked right out. I went into the other one thinking I was in the wrong one. More urinals, more dudes. Just had to deal with it.
That's so weird.
Well, yeah. Also, just because our audience skews so dude that it's really all you're asking
I
for.
I was
it.
The only chick in the bathroom with just a bunch of fucking Lewis's fans with their dicks out.
Oh no.
Mm. Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Hey, fans, you guys know Yo Kratom, the best supporter of the Gas Digital Network style of comedy. Well, they just launched a new site called Yo Delta. That's right, we've got a new Delta 8 sponsor with everything you need to stay high all summer long. So, if you're over the age of 21 and you live in one of the majority of states where Delta 8 is legal, it is time to stock up. Guys, you know about Delta 8. It's something found in weed that can legally be shipped nationwide and get you high. They sent us some vape and some gummies, and I can tell you right now, they work. It's potent, and if you're living in a state where weed's illegal and you're constantly trying to get a hold of your guy and he either wants to hang out or go out to dinner or, like, fuck your chick, well, no more of that shit. Just go to YoDelta.com for high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that will get you high. So that's YoDelta.com. Use the promo code GAS, and you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off at YoDelta.com.
You know what I think about all the time when you get like if you get real famous, like I was at an Equinox one time and Lana Del Rey came out butt naked out of the steam room. Right. And then stood next to me while I was naked and we were both in the mirror naked. And I was like, I'm going to cover up because you look so good.
I got to step away from you by comparison.
And then I was like thinking like, oh, it must suck for her. She must be so insecure. Not because she looks great, but because she's probably like, I hope no one takes a picture of me while I'm in here.
Right.
And I'm like, that must suck.
But don't
when
you think
get
she'd
older,
cover
you
up
using...
more then? Do you think she was hitting on you?
Maybe it's her safe space.
I don't, when I talked to Sarah Weinschenk, I was like, should I have ate her out? was she asking me to do that?
Should I have kissed her nipple?
Right. Because she looked perfect.
Did you guys talk?
No, I ran.
You can't talk to a naked Lana Del Rey outside the steam room. I wouldn't know what to say.
Oh, my God.
No.
Like, you look great.
She looked...
all I could say.
She looked incredible. She just came out of the steam room, so her face was like...
great and you sing beautifully.
Like, I didn't know what to do. And then she just had like her towel. Like she was like, you could just see like her ass. She looked great. I'm not going to describe it. I'm going to give her privacy. But just know she works for her stuff and she should be proud.
I'll bet.
Did you feel so inadequate standing
next
to her?
Well, I felt wrong looking at her. I obviously wasn't trying to look at her. But one, it's Lana Del Rey naked.
Imagining her naked body is making me feel inadequate. Just thinking about it. Standing next to it and looking in a mirror, I would cry.
I didn't know what to do. And I was like, she's probably thinking like, oh, this girl knows who I am. And now she knows what my tits look like. And I'm like, that would be my thought.
Mm-hmm.
So that must be weird.
And now she knows what your tits look like. Was she checking you out?
I don't think so. I don't even think I was the scum on her shoe.
Well, what happens when you're at the gym? I haven't been to the gym in forever. And even then, I was always like, what happens when you're naked next to someone at the gym? Do you talk? Do you say, like, if it was a normal person, what would you have done?
We don't talk.
If I was like I never talked steaming to with a friend, I would talk to them in there, but that's about it.
I think it's pretty much like, because I've had old men ask me about my tattoos. And that, I was like, you're just trying to start a conversation. You're trying to start a conversation. This might be gay.
Yeah, this might be gay. No, you don't really talk. I mean, if anything, like the most I've talked to someone at like a place like that is like, oh, can I grab a paper towel in front of you?
Right.
Or like, oh, I think they're out of towels when someone's looking for a towel.
Like,
no, well, they're not talking.
Good tits, girl.
When the steam is flowing, you can't really see like 5 feet in front of you. You'd have to have her tits right here, pretty much.
I agree
like,
with that.
Shaved or bush?
I didn't get to see the front, and I wouldn't disclose for the respect of Lana.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay, now Clementine wouldn't, but what about Kim?
Well, she was shaved.
Woo!
She was shaved like a baby.
Like a pretty dolphin.
Clementine has more respect for her, but me, I'll say right now, no, I didn't see. But yeah.
God damn.
You see a lot. I've told you, when I did the Eagle in San Francisco years ago with my band, it's a leather bar. The urinal was a long trough with ice in it.
That is.
And it had a mirror at dick length, like at dick height.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a mirror so you could see every other dude's dick while they pissed.
That's weird.
It was pretty awesome. And then there was a no blowjob sign. There was like a picture of a guy kneeling in front of another guy with an X through it.
Rules were meant to be broken.
Like the Ghostbusters
logo. Men are
logo.
So brutal. Imagine getting down on your knees and sucking some dude's dick inside of an ice piss trough.
Imagine seeing a no pussy eating sign in a woman's bathroom.
Hey, yeah. It's just a cat. It's a cat with a snack and an X through it.
Yeah.
My buddy Stuart is a little bigger than me, and he goes to this thing called Bigger Vegas. He's a bear. And it's just fat guys in a hotel for a week sucking each other's dicks.
This is not real. How is that real?
Look up Bigger Vegas.
What?
It's like Bear Weekend.
The delivery guys are like, this is a good weekend for us, guys.
Kim and Alex, this is when
we make all the tips.
They opened up a gelato cart in the pool area, and there was a line till 7 in the morning.
Kim and Alex look at this, gave the look that Zach gave when you played your Billy tape. Haunted.
The gelato was gone. They even took the gelato boy.
There'll be like videos of these dudes just pressing each other's bellies together and kissing, and these old security guards in the background literally like looking for their gun to kill themselves. And there was one guy who told me whose entire job the one night was to walk around the pool with one of those giant flashlights.
Make sure people
and break up blowjobs.
No.
Hey, you two, knock it off. You two, stop it.
Leave room for the Holy Spirit.
They're not allowed to suck dick at this dick-sucking convention.
Yay! This is Bigger Vegas, right?
Wait, so they rent a hotel room.
No, it's the whole hotel.
They rent the whole hotel. I feel bad for the cleaning staff.
Oh,
and
my
it's just
God.
Fat
imagine,
men that do what?
Imagine
they
what
fuck
it looks
the whole
like.
Week.
First of all, imagine how warm that pool is. That shit's a jacuzzi now.
It's self-heating with the people in it.
Absolutely. And
did you look up Bigger Vegas?
So this is like a mixer, and then they go to the rooms and fuck, and then the next day they all switch? Or do they pair off for the week?
1 week, I told him to send me the bear emoji for every dude he fucked. I got a lot of bear emoji, and they were like a few at a time.
How many
Like a lot of people going, couples and like switch.
How many bear emojis?
I want to say 8 or 9 in the weekend.
Wow.
He put up numbers.
I'm saying it right now. Gays are such degenerates.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, gay
filthy
guys,
sinners.
They must be fucking.
I mean, 8 or 9 is not far from my lifetime numbers.
I mean, I've been to gay bars where.
I wish I could say the same.
In the back, it's just an orgy.
Yeah.
It's fucking. Thank
well, gay
God
guys
I'm
will
like
do
a
the
germaphobe.
Thing where they dance around in a circle so the two dudes can either suck each other's dicks or fuck on the dance floor.
Yeah, it's like a tribal dance.
That's kind of
ritual.
Honorable.
They hide each other like like when a Muslim girl like loses her hair. Job.
Yeah. They do a chaka or whatever the fucking. I mean, that's fucking insane. Wait, can you show more of the Bear Weekend?
Yeah, let's see a little more Bear Weekend before we have to get out of here.
That's so ridiculous.
It's called Bigger Vegas.
Big Bear
Romp. Big Bear
Romp.
Wow.
Look at the Big Bear Romp.
Dude, I would kill here.
Oh, man.
I would be fucking Rose McGowan.
Why haven't you ever gone?
You would slay
it. I'm not attracted to this. I'm not attracted to big hairy guys.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I was
are there any
murdered.
Skinny guys that are there?
Yeah, look at that guy's that are, guy in the middle.
He's bear fishing.
There's dudes that are there to fuck big dudes.
Wow. But like,
they call him a honeypot.
Some of the pictures
porridge.
I've seen. Some of the pictures I've seen have been like alarming. Like 5 dudes having sex and you see no dicks. It looks like stuffed animals in sexual positions.
They're just bouncing off each other.
Did you guys find that hot trans girl? I want to show Kim
Alex,
so bad.
Calm your pussy down.
Alex is horned up.
Save it for dang after the show, it. Alex.
Alex is throbbing.
Let it go.
Alex
she's
is engorged.
I just want to show my friend what this world's about.
Alex is sliding off her seat.
Whoops,
my God.
I'm sorry, everybody. I'll dry up.
Think about Billy. Think about Billy.
Yeah.
Billy.
What would Billy do?
Billy would not be wet right now.
Billy's never wet.
I saw a lady and she had a pecker. It was a nice one, I dare I say.
Oh, my. A little picadillo was so nice.
I love that you make him salad fingers.
We've all got our demons.
Did we find this woman of Alex's dreams?
No,
ever
I can't
fuck
find
a trans
the
girl in a
sorry.
Boot?
It's all right, Frank. I'll imagine her.
Can you put the image in my head?
All right, so let's do.
Can you draw her?
Ian, you got to bounce soon, right?
Yeah.
All right, so let's do a little guess the butthole and get out of here.
Mm. All right.
Just I'm casual ready. Guess the butthole.
I'm
all right.
Oh, well, let's do plugs real quick.
Oh, yeah, plugs. We never even introduced our guests.
Oh, yeah, we have Alex here from Broad Topics.
What is this, Godfrey?
Oh, my God. Well, it just started ripping and running off the bat.
So.
Let it go, you know?
Well,
if you don't know who they are, where the hell you been, huh?
It's me, Sue.
Yeah, it's Sue and Clementine.
And Billy and Billy's mother.
Alex and Kim and Billy and Mrs.
Billy. I got
Billy.
A couple people here in this shell.
We have Kim and Alex from Bellevue Hospital.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah, what
Anything
would
you
like
to...
Plug? Plug aside from some fucking you know medication in your mouth.
You could follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Alex Scar and check out Broad Topics Podcast. We have over like 200 episodes. We're on Gas Digital Network every Thursday at 9:30, and you could catch the show for free on iTunes and YouTube every Monday.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram and TikTok at Kim Congdon, and check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/QueenKong1, C-O-N-G-1.
Yes. We have to Twitch together.
We do. We
People
did once.
People hit me up about it, about us playing Call of Duty
me
and stuff.
Me too. We have to do that.
Yeah, I really want to.
Hell yeah. And then, like Alex said, please check out our podcast together, Broad Topics, anywhere that you can find podcasts.
You learn a lot about us there.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Learned a lot about you here. Zach, what you got?
Before I do, Ian, what do you Twitch on? What system do you Twitch on?
PS4.
Damn it. Okay.
But I'm getting a gaming PC.
Okay. But I thought I've been playing MLB The Show, and I thought that would be really fun.
Oh, dude, people hit me up about you and I doing Twitch on like Discord or whatever.
I feel like he says that to everyone now.
No. Please.
Guys, just check me out. Zach is not funny on Instagram. My new movie, hashtag Shakespeare's Shitstorm, will be at the Trumba Dance Film Festival, Lahayton, Pennsylvania, the Mahoning Drive-In Theater. It's like 250 cars. You can camp there. We're showing 6 movies. It's June 11th and 12th. My new movie will be the first movie on the 12th. It's going to be really, really fun. We'll be out there partying for 2 days straight. Come hang out. And Ian, what do you want to plug, Bubba's?
June 11th and 12th, House of Laughs, Wilmington, Delaware. If you're in Jersey, Philly, or Delaware, come on out. IanFidance.com. June 24th, 26th, American Comedy Company, San Diego. And end of July, Chicago Zanies. Get tickets, IanFidance.com. IAnimal69 on Twitch, Twitter, and Instagram. Twitch.tv/IAnimal69. IAnimal69. And you can hang and watch me and Kim Twitch.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Fuck yeah, dude. Thank you for tuning in and listening. I really appreciate the comments and all the love. And we're going to do a little
Guess the Beehole before we get out of here. But we'll keep it brief because I want to respect Ian's time.
Oh, you're the best, man.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
What's that like?
I wouldn't know. Frank, what do you got for me, baby?
Guess the butthole, is it man, is it woman, is it trans? Could you see how wide it spans? Time to guess the butthole.
It's America's favorite game show, Guess the Butthole, with Uncle Zach and Cousin Ian. We are joined by Broad Topics, and we're going to look at some b-holes, and then we are going to zoom out and find out whether they belong to a man, a woman, or a trans person. Mm. We're going to go around the table. We are just playing for love and recognition. A lot of people have different strategies, but hey, let's look at some assholes.
I think the key word is guess.
Yeah.
Guess the butthole. I've yet to find a discernible way to figure out.
Well, a lot of people look for the seam.
Yeah.
But that could be tricky because you don't know which way they're going.
I'm so excited to guess. So the options are man, woman, or trans.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Last week we played Shirtless Girthless, where we look at someone's chest and guess what kind of pipe.
Oh, you missed my dick, Alex.
I love that.
And the last
picture
was that.
I thought I had to edit the episode.
Oh, good.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome. Duh.
Mm. Oh, wow. That's
tiny.
Oh. All right. For people, that's a very close one. It looks like it's maybe got a mole action.
Or a spot of poop.
I'm going trans ass.
I'm going man on this one.
Yeah, it looks like the bidet hit it only halfway.
I am going man on this one. So everybody's guess around the table. Kim?
Trans.
Alex?
Man.
I'm going to say trans.
Man. Let's see that person.
Show us that person. Oh, wow. That is a weird nutsack.
That is a man stretching his nutsack across under his butt cheek.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That is a weird placement.
I've never seen that. Looks like putty. It looks like
What your teacher used to use to put posters on the wall. Sticky tack.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It looks like the bubble gum Alex is talking
that's
about.
That's the bubble gum she wanted.
That's what you're sort talking
of.
About.
It looks like the clay we've been making molds out of.
That's true. Yeah.
All right. So that was who had man?
None.
Me and you.
No,
you
oh, just, these yeah. two. All right. Nice.
Zach, said man, so
Zach
that's one.
And Alex have one point.
All right, that's one.
Awesome.
One.
God damn it.
Scarlato. Let's see we'll that next back. Butthole.
My family's good at this game.
Wow, woman.
All right, so now we're looking at a real close one again, a bit wrinkly.
Very
crinkly,
tight.
Wrinkly.
Very I'm going tight. Woman on this very one because I feel like what's going over, whatever's happening on the top is leading to a pussy.
Yeah, and it's also so clean looking.
Two,
no offense.
I'm going man again. I'm going two men in a row.
Wow.
Sorry, so Alex, man, Kim?
Woman.
Me, woman.
Woman.
Ian. I think this is a gay man.
Let's see her.
Whoa!
Is what God calls perfection.
Wow.
Now that's hot, right?
That's hot.
That's
there
hot.
We go. Look at that.
That is a trans
that's
woman.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That is a nice fat pair of balls underneath some beautiful red nails.
That's marriage material.
With one maroon nail, so you know that person's been partying.
That's a nice bussy.
That's very nice. Very nice work. So no, that's zero for everybody on
the If we were doing Guess the Butthole Greatest Hits, that would be up top.
Yeah.
That was a great butthole.
Now that totally. Was top five. Of all time, you I'd could, say.
I would let just my child guess. Eat off that butthole.
Billy?
I would let Billy eat off that
Billy's
thing.
He's been through enough.
Is that my dinner plate?
Yum, yum, mummy.
Yum, yum, mummy. I want to eat some berries off of it.
May I have just a taste?
Oh, my God.
All right, let's see that next beehole.
All right.
All right, okay. Very dark around the very inner area of the butthole. Once again, very wrinkly. On this one, woman. I'm saying woman.
I'm going woman
I'm
again.
I'm learning that these all look like men to me until we zoom out. Like a butthole is just woman. Inherently male.
Yeah, it's like a dog.
I'm going woman as well. Yeah, yeah.
They're all boys.
Woman.
Oh, who's a good little butthole? All right, so we have three women. Ian?
Woman.
All right, that's four women across the board. Let's see that person.
Come on, give us a woman. Give us one.
No. That is a twinkeroo with what I would call an engorged prostate.
Wow.
Yeah, he's
quite the excited boy. And
dirty feet. No, thank you.
Yeah, I don't like that Fred Flintstone foot look.
No.
He's looking over his shoulder like he did something naughty.
Yes.
And I don't like it.
The bed sheets.
He's very feminine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do without this one.
The bed sheets scream beach house.
None of us were into that guy.
Bitch.
Yeah.
All right, one more and let's get out of here because Ian's got to go.
Thank you, Zach.
All right, so this is a tiny little butthole.
This one's hard, but I think it's a woman only because we haven't had one yet. Statistically, it has to be.
All right.
Trans.
Ian says trans. Kim says woman. Alex says...
It's so hairless. I might go with woman.
All right. Just so that either me or Alex wins, man.
Wow.
Whoa! And I believe they call him the champion.
Of
and I believe they call him Brent Corrigan. I think that's his name. Damn, you won.
Yeah.
Well, it's an honor. I consider myself to be the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Yes.
Looking at all these men, women, and trans buttholes. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the show. Please check out Broad Topics here on the Gas Digital Network. Kim and Alex have been our friends for a very long time, and they are wildly funny. Please support them in everything they do. And until then, this is Zach and Ian saying, bye, guys. Bye, guys, gals, and everything in between. Before we go, if you love the podcast, you might enjoy some of the other great shows available at GasDigitalNetwork.com. This week, we're highlighting Disgusting Hawk with comedian Jessica Kearson. You can find the full catalog of episodes on demand at GasDigitalNetwork.com or catch the latest 15 episodes anywhere you find podcasts. Guys, Jessica Kearson is one of the most respected people in comedy. Everybody loves her. Everybody thinks she's hilarious. Me and Ian have both done this show before, and we are honored to do it because Jessica is a fucking legend. You need to check out the show. Here's a clip.
Have you ever written out your name on a girl's face?
No, I wish I produced that kind of volume, but I don't. I'm more of like it's an easy cleanup.
It's only three letters.
It's true. Maybe if I just finish and drag, do you know what I mean? Keep going back to like an inkwell.
Yes.
Perhaps like that. I will give it a try.
Yes.
I'll try on Christina.
Okay. When you try on Christina, can you videotape it? I love watching things like that.
Oh, God. Are you into videotape?
Yes.
What's your favorite kind of pornography?
Face-sitting.
Face-sitting?
Yes.
Girl sitting on guy's face?
Yes. I hated my father.
So you feel like every time you're smothering him?
Yes.
Do you scream, Daddy, stop?
Yes. How did you know that, Joseph?
Well, it's Jay. And if my name was Joseph, I'd have to come seven times to get that name written.
That's very true.
It's a lot. It's a lot
What's
of
What's your favorite kind of porn?
Housewives having sex with... Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just moving my mic. Just have to adjust my mic.
Oh, wow. That's...
Sorry.
I like that.
No, just take it easy.
Is it happening on purpose?
What's your favorite porn?
My favorite porn is
Janelle.
A gaggle of black men having sex with housewife while husband watches.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Like watching a woman get pounded by a group of black men, like a gang?
Yeah, a gang bang.
And then the husband watches and says, what is he doing while he watches?
Well, the ones I like is just the ones where they're filming. Sometimes it gets a little, I don't know why, if I'm trying to put myself into the spot of how hot that would be,
mm-hmm.
I don't like the ones when the black guys are insulting the dude. I don't. That's not. I don't
like if
that.
They're on the side going, "Bet you could do this, motherfucker."
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Then I picture like doing some weird Death Wish vigilante move on all of them.
Right.
Have you ever been involved in a gangbang, Dr.
I Frank? Have. I've had every hole filled at one time.
One time.
Mm-hmm.
Every hole. Are
yes.
you counting nostrils and ears? Or
yes.
You just, or are you
every
just
hole.
It down? Every hole.
Every single hole.
Let's count. That's 2, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 7?
24.
24, 7.
I have holes where you don't even, you wouldn't even believe where some of my holes are.
What's your favorite hole?
Probably in between my ass and my vagina.
Oh, okay. The third eye.
Yes.
Yes.
I call it the Pamela hole.
That's where your chakra lives.
Yes. That you are very deep.
It's very spiritual. I don't like to talk about it too much because a lot of my friends are lunkheads, you know, like UFC fans and stuff. But right. I like to mix up. I'm pretty intelligent, I think.
Yeah, I think you are too.
Thank you, doctor.
When you're talking to me, you're kind of like putting on a little thing. Like when I like you're taking on my aura, kind of. Are you gay?
A little bit. No. In fact, I took a lie detector test. Took a lie detector test yesterday. It said I was in fact 100% sure that I'm not even bi.
Really?
Yeah. And even that surprised me a little bit.
Have you ever touched a dick?
Yeah.
You have.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us.
It was, it's been several times. Is that, are you okay? Are you choking?
No.
I'm like
just
the story.
Thinking. Sometimes when I think, I move my tongue around.
That's understandable. I bounce my knee. It's a little less off-putting, but.
So I should bounce my knee instead of put my tongue all over the place?
No. I want you to be comfortable. This is your show. I'm just here as a guest. And, you know, I had some questions. You know, you are the foremost sex advice person here at Gas Digital. So
I am.
As a person who's on the network with you, I had some questions I wanted to ask.
Okay, sure. I'm going to let you ask a question in a minute, but when did you touch a dick?
I've touched a dick. I mean, we've... In South Africa.
Uh-huh.
To have our girlfriends at the time agreed to hook up with each other if their drunken proposal was... But you'd have to touch, if you touch his dick, we'll do that. So,
of course.
Yeah, it was Jim Jeffries. He pulled his dick out, and I just grabbed it because I was like, yeah, is that all? Now can we go do this other thing?
Oh, wow. Did it fit in between your little thumb? And because he seems small.
You'd think so, right? But it's like, no, he was Australian, so it was a thick one, a thick softy.
Like a sausage.
Which we could all hope for. Like a sausage, but like when you buy the 12-pack. Not like those pre-made like a breakfast links. I'm talking about like a heavy calabrese.
Like a chicken apple sausage?
Yes. Now you understand. Yes. Like a super sod.
Yes. Nice.